All right, hi folks. I call this Wednesday, May 8th, 2022 Planning and Zoning Commission meeting to order. I am Chairman Jeff Olson. I'll be presiding over this meeting tonight.
Recording in progress.
May I have a roll call vote on, may I have a roll call, please?
Yes. Horace?
Yes.
Hyatt? Hyatt?
Rusty, can you hear us? Rusty, you there? Oh, he's trying. Rusty, you there?
Yes.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Millen?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Vineyard is absent, and Williams?
Also absent.
Is absent, thank you.
Okay, are there any questions or amendments to the previous meeting minutes from Wednesday, May 11th, 2022?
I have none.
Thank you, Deb. I don't either. May I have a motion, please, to then approve the meeting minutes from Wednesday, May 11th, 2022 Planning and Zoning Commission meeting?
So moved.
Second.
Thanks, Greg. Roll call vote on that motion, please.
Yes. Hyatt?
Yes.
Millen?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
And Horace?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, minutes are approved. We do not have a public hearing tonight, but we do have some citizens in the crowd here. Is there anything anybody wants to talk about that's not on the agenda tonight? Nope.
Not on the agenda?
Something that's not on the agenda, I guess. Okay. Seeing as there are no comments, we'll move on to the next agenda item. There's no public hearing, like I said, so the only thing we have tonight is the new business talking about the El Domain Road stuff. Jason, do you want to talk about that?
In your packets, and I'll give you a quick rundown of what's in there. We can discuss if you guys have any questions. So over the last couple of years or so, after the El Domain Bridge was approved and got funding, and now it's under construction, heading south from River Road all the way to High Point Road, past Route 71. There's been discussions, the Kendall County Comprehensive Land Plan and Ordinance Committee has been discussing future land use in that area, because that will be a county jurisdiction road, and just in general that could change land uses in the area, and they're just looking ahead to their future land uses in their comprehensive plan. Last year, they called forth Yorkville, Plano, Millbrook, to discuss our comprehensive plans in the future in that area. And at the moment, well, not even at the moment, we share a boundary agreement with Plano. Everything on the east side of El Domain is Yorkville, and everything on the west side is Plano. So on the east side, those parts that are unincorporated, we currently have as state residential. For our future land use as defined in the 2016 comprehensive plan. Per that purview of that plan, the residential area and things on the outskirts of town were more of a holding pattern, and also just the comprehensive plan really focuses on undeveloped neighborhoods and the core of the city. So there's, within the 10-year horizon of the plan, it was not thought of that within that there was going to be major development in the area. Now, obviously, things change. So the El Domain Road extension could obviously create new types of land uses, new demands for things south of the river, with another bridge crossing the river. So Kendall County, reached out to landowners within the area, seeing if they would like to change, as the county was interested in changing a lot of that land from their rural residential to mixed-use business. So over the past year, and especially the last few months, they reached out to those landowners. One landowner in particular wanted to change from the rural residential to mixed-use business. That owner actually owns the property in the south as well, so it's all of his property will be the same future land use. The other owners were not interested in changing at this time, so they're staying rural residential for the moment. In terms of the city, it's something we have an eye on. We're continuing to evaluate most likely in the next couple of years, we'll be starting up a new updated comprehensive plan. Like I said, the last one had a 10-year horizon, which would take us to 2026, which in reality means in 2024, we'll probably be starting that process to review, analyze, and go over. And large changes like this, like a new thoroughfare, would be one of those things that we look at. On top of that, you know, the Metra study and possibility on where that location would be could also provide insights into if it's along El Domain or if it's along, I believe they're going to go with the 47 location, but there are lots of things in the next couple of years that could change land uses in that area. Overall, this is just an informational item. The county took it to their review bodies and their board agreed and amended their future land use plan for those three parcels that were projected and left everything else the same. So really, we took it to EDC. EDC did not have any comments. We're bringing it to you. We'll bring it to City Council as informational. If there are any comments, I will pass them along to I will pass them along to the county as well. We lost Rusty there for a second. Let him reconnect, I think. Not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure we need him here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Continue more for him.
I know. He's back.
Hey, Rusty, can you hear us?
Rusty, are you back? Rusty. There, he's back. Rusty, are you back? Rusty?
Yeah. I lost him.
Well, we don't have to vote on anything.
We don't have to vote on anything. That is true.
So essentially it's just informational, so.
That is true.
I'm back.
Oh, hey, Rusty.
Okay, good.
All right, there it is.
Go ahead, continue.
Yeah, so that was actually it. Rusty, did you miss out on anything? Or, I guess, in general, questions from...
The last we left it was that it's an informational, he's going to bring it to City Council, and that's where we're at. We don't have to vote on anything tonight.
Yep.
No, I'm going to
hear it. Okay, good deal. Thank you. I don't have any questions. Greg, Deb, Rusty, do you have any questions right now for Jason?
No.
No. We just need more information from the county, I guess.
I agree. Okay. Questions, my friend? Do you need anything?
You want me to talk?
I'm asking. Do you need anything?
Well, I'm here to talk about that Edelman change in land use.
Yeah, go ahead. You want to stand on the podium, though? My ears aren't the best, so it could help.
That's fine.
I know your face, but I forgot your name. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Todd Miller.
Thank you.
Yorkville. This all started like first part of October. The county sent out required letters for a 15-day public notice.
Deb, Greg, Rusty, can you hear Todd?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Good deal.
Is the mic turned on?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Just making sure.
All right, so anyway, only two landowners were notified by subdivision. Joining a property that was High Point Meadows, which on your map is an island in the Coswell Fen subdivision. So on your packet is this is my subdivision right here.
Yep.
Okay, this is the High Point Meadows subdivision.
Yep.
Okay. Which the new Edelman Road
This is Edelman Road now, and it ends at High Point, so this doesn't show it connecting.
No extension.
It shows the old alignment, but anyway.
Yep, thank you.
So, that's where I live, anyway. So, that first meeting in October, like over 100 citizens turned out. I would encourage you to ask for the transcript of that meeting. And ask Matt Asselmeyer for the transcript of that meeting and all the recorded comments. Because there was quite a turnout, it was standing room only in the New County Board room. We were able to stop, I would call the rezoning of that High Point Meadows subdivision from like R3. The city was, the county was actually using a lot of land use classifications that came from the landfill annexing, which was in 2006. We had a petitioner, it was Hammond's Farms, it was along Sleepy Hollow Road, that wanted to put a landfill in, and the administration at that time under Art Prohaska actually did some pretty underhanded things, maybe even actually possibly illegal. There was some open meetings violations during that period of time where the public was not allowed or this planning that wasn't shared. The city basically extended the city limits from right around Hoover where that subdivision is. It's across the street from Poplar. I'm drawing a blank on it. It's a real nice subdivision that butts up to Hoover.
Yeah.
River's Edge.
Yeah, River's Edge. Thank you.
Thank you, River's Edge subdivision. So, Hoover was, the front part of Hoover was the very first parcel that the county talked the county into annexing because the city actually, at the time, was kind of involved in the frontage of that. And then they lined up another 5 developers for what we call the Southwest Development Group. And then that was done in August of 2006, where they brought all those people in. And there was supposedly a $20 million bond that was going to be issued for infrastructure and kind of an SSA arrangement type of thing. A water tower was supposed to be a Legion Road and about 71, there was a place there for a park and what was the High Point Meadows subdivision. All that planning was basically flushed. The annexation for that property still is in place and it's incorporated, but basically it's a blank slate now because of all that land along Pavilion Road, down Fox Road, down to Pavilion to get over to 71. And then there was 4 additional properties that were brought in on a public notice was issued in September, and it was a 19-day annexation. We had a plan commission meeting on a Monday night, and the city council meets on a Tuesday, and they rammed that through 19 days. So all this was very sudden. It was kind of a well-planned but not shared with the public, and there were some deals that were made where there's parcels of, around my neighborhood and that High Point with the Mr. Shantz, Neil Borneman. Those were some of the properties. There was a 17-acre parcel that Mr. Hammond owned, so they could line these other 4 properties up. Basically, this was a 10-property chain they put together in roughly about a short time period, 6 or 8 months maybe, and maybe less than that. The developers, those 5 developers, were taken advantage of. One of them actually sued the city and got recovery for $750,000 that your city liability carrier had to pay. And because of some of the wrongdoing that was done. Anyway, the county was using the zoning that was part of this landfill annexation, which those parcels I'm talking about, Neil's property, Eric's property, which is on the corner there of the old High Point corner. They got B3, M2, and R3, I believe, were that, and it's a complete overlay for those parcels. Eric's parcel was 80 acres, and Neil's was more 120 or something. maybe more. And basically, they just gave it this triple overlay for the zoning. And not only that, Eric got like a $25,000 part of his annexation agreement. There's they gave him $25,000 of development costs, which have never been paid out. It's still in that annexation agreement. So if when he ever wants to develop, you guys are going to give him $25,000. That was an enticement for them to whatever capture Sleepy Hollow Road. And when they did, we went through that hearing, four annexations in one night. This room wasn't big enough. We had it over at the Beecher Center. That meeting lasted to 1 o'clock at night. It was packed. They went through four annexations that night, along with the other piece of business that got done was to bring in the property for Raging Waves, which was maybe one of the things that happened that night.
Can you bring this back to the Eldamain Road?
Yeah, well, okay. What I'm trying to tell you is that all this planning that was done and the annexations that got, the county was using these M2 classifications and the B3 classification. When Yorkville's plan basically is all for rural residential, estate rural residential out there in my area. But they were picking some of this zoning that was issued as part of the annexations for this scheme, this landfill scheme, and using that to say that this is appropriate. When your plan does not show that it is appropriate, it's basically rural residential, and that's the way it's set up out there. So now we got this new road that's coming through from Eldamain. There's no services out there. There's no sewer. There's no water. There's no big power. There's no really anything for gas. And the county wants to make that side of the road, you know, mixed use business up to like M2 zoning. And it's incompatible with what you guys have in place and in your plan. Even though that some of these things I told you about that happened during this landfill scheme, they're there, but they don't match up with your plan, and they couldn't go forward without a variance or some type of important vote for your city council to go against what your comprehensive plan talks about. So the reason I'm here is to say that we talked about this at the county. I attended several of those meetings. A lot of other people did. The other thing that you need to know is there's plans to whatever extend that road, which will be the new Eldamain Road, past High Point, go out into that field and make a big curvy left-hand turn and intersect at Lisbon Road. And there's plans to make Lisbon Road a Class 3 truck route all the way to Morris, which would create like an industrial border for between 47 and two and a quarter miles over to Legion Road, all the way down to the county line, because Morris is coming up from the south with their warehouses and whatever their industrial plans are for that.
And plenty of them.
Yes. Right. So right now you have a new lettuce development coming in over there on North Eldamain. But there's still plenty of land over there. And eventually, with what the deal you make with the lettuce people, there will be some more infrastructure over there to support additional industry and stuff. That's where it's planned for right now. And there's plenty of capacity over there to do that. So besides what I'm talking about these two incompatible land uses across the road from each other, you also have a brand new forest preserve called the Bluffs, Kendall County Bluffs. It's right to the left of the new Eldamain Bridge there. You got the Hoover Forest Preserve, and you got Silver Spring State Park. And then all these areas are within maybe a half a mile of this proposed mixed-use business industrial park. We think that it's, you know, with the amenities we have on the south side of the river, that that type of development is not suitable. And we would ask you to continue to your vision for large estate residential, because most of what the planning was done, even when these five developers come in, was for nice, big lots with big homes on them for Yorkville residents to live a state-ruled lifestyle. And we like it out there. We've been out there since 96. A lot of the people that showed up there also did. And we don't share the vision that the county has for this part of the county. Basically, when all this planning was done for the 7-lane road bridge, we were sold as this was a truck bypass, and that's all it was going to be. It was to get the trucks off of downtown Yorkville, get the trucks from coming into Plainfield, and get them up to Elmane Road where this new industrial area was going to be. And that's the way it was sold to us. Nobody said that we're going to have an industrial park south of the river next to two forest preserves in the state park. So anyway, that's why I'm here. I'm opposing it. And I'm asking you to, you know, stick with your plan and not approve this map amendment request that the county's asking for, because the only way they're going to be able to develop that area is for you and the city of Yorkville to basically decide that we're going to provide services to that area for sewer and water and electric and gas. And right now, none of that's there, so it wouldn't support this heavy land use for an industrial area.
Thank you. Anything else you want to add?
Huh?
Anything else you want to add?
Well, no, but the main thing I wanted to tell you is to kind of give you the history lesson for how this area was, and the county was kind of cherry picking.
And I appreciate it. Thank you.
The M2 and the B3 parts of this annexation that happened with the landfill.
Greg, Rusty, Deb, did you hear Todd pretty clear there?
Yes, and I appreciate the history.
Thank you.
I was during that time, and I understand where he's coming from.
Yep, thank you.
So, anyway, I'm just saying that it was a scheme. They got what they wanted, but the county's now cherry-picking some of this zoning that doesn't comply with, you know, the vision that Yorkville has. And we ask you to continue to share the vision that we have for that side of town being rural residential, and let us enjoy, you know, the state park, the forest preserves, and let's let that area develop accordingly for rural residential estate.
Thank you, sir. All right. With that being said, is there anyone else that wishes to speak tonight? Look like anybody. We don't have a vote on this, so are we going to vote to close the meeting then, Jason?
There's no additional business, so
nope.
You can just adjourn.
Okay, then we are going to adjourn. May I have a motion then, please, to adjourn?
I have one question.
Yes, ma'am.
Has there any been any talks about incorporating that area within the city?
So for the most part, and just to quickly clarify, you know, zoning and future land uses are different. You know, if somebody wanted to annex in, it would be the property owner's right to do so. But when they annex in, they could rezone, but they would be shown, the hurdle would be that it's rural state residential in our comprehensive plan. At this time, no one's come forward and any of those owners I at least have not talked to anybody looking to annex in. But obviously if there was a large industrial user wanting to come in there, it would be a lot of public hearings, there would be a lot of notice and a lot of input given, because obviously they would need utilities and other things like that.
Thank you, Jason.
Yep.
Thank you, ma'am. All right, then seeing as there's nothing further, can I please have a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Can I get a second?
Second.
Thank you.
Second.
All those in favor say yes. Yes.
Yes.
All those opposed say no. Meeting adjourned at 7:25 on the nose.